devious mind of an Archcrow.
The Italian Chamber of Commerce in Canada West is proud to announce the fifth edition of Dine Italia, a recognized, prestigious restaurant dining promotion which celebrates Italian food and wine and is combined with flavors of Italy. We invite you to visit British Columbia's favorite restaurants from November 8th to 20th to come out and enjoy a delicious 3 or 4 course Italian dinner for an unbeatable price. For a list of participating restaurants, menus, and additional information, please call 604-682-1410 or visit dineitalia.com.
Buongiorno, benvenuti, I give them the boot, CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is an hour-long show of Italian folk music with your host Linda Bull. Stay with me until 3 o'clock, got loads of great music for you today. That's right, welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, BC. Just got back from a week away in the States, back into the saddle here for some Italian music. I've been listening to Cajun music for the past few days at a fantastic festival called the Black Pot Festival in Lafayette, Louisiana. But today I don't have Cajun music for you, I've got Italian music of all sorts. Multi-ethnic Italian music, traditional music, a bit of jazz, a bit of pop, actually, with a bit of Jovanotti. I'm planning on playing a little bit of everything for you. I have music by Oscar Del Barba, fantastic keyboard player and accordionist from Northern Italy. I have music from Elena Ledda, from Frank Amazu, a couple of Sardinians, from Pino Daniele, great Neapolitan blues guy. Also some music which is a mix of Brazilian and Italian. Ginga, fantastic Brazilian guitarist and singer-songwriter, with Gabriele Mirabassi, a genius clarinet player. Beppe Gambetta, Mauro Palmas, maybe some Mina, a bunch of different stuff. But we're going to start off with a group called Donia. And these guys have an absolutely crazy lineup of cultural and backgrounds in their group. It's a mix of Italian and Middle Eastern roots music, with pretty much a bit of music from all over the world, and they have a really unique sound. The vocals features a wonderful Middle Eastern singer, Faisal Taher. And they're four musicians from different backgrounds who came together in 1996 to form this group, wanting to explore a bit of world music and evolve their style of music. And it's quite a success, I'd say. This album is called Monkey, and it's out on the Il Manifesto label, which is linked with the left-wing communist newspaper Il Manifesto. This is a group called Dunia.
Thank you.
Essenza è un brano dal disco Pangea di Oscar del Barba. E il sassofonista che suona il sax soprano su questo disco è Javier Girotto, il bravissimo sassofonista argentino, che suona anche su tanti altri dischi di altre persone, tra cui anche Luke De Nuzzo, che avete sentito qua in questo programma, ma anche tanti altri. E Oscar del Barba suona il pianoforte ed è il compositore di questi brani del trio, e gli altri musicisti sono Roberto Dani sulle percussioni e batteria e Salvatore Maiore contrabbasso, anche loro due che suonano spessissimo con il Gramelot di Simone Guiducci, un bellissimo complesso jazz del Nord Italia. Oscar del Barba, prima di cui vi ho fatto sentire Daunia, un gruppo che mischia suoni del Mediterraneo con il Medio Oriente, ma con tutto il mondo, dal loro disco Monkey Sababo. E come al solito Filippo Gambetta ha iniziato con La Luma, che è equilibrista dal suo secondo disco Pria Goeia. Allora, siete d'ascolto di Give Him the Booty, io sono Linda Bull, questa è un'ora di musica italiana. Sono le 2:20, abbiamo un bel po' di musica ancora da mettere, da trasmettere. E io poi, dopo questa pubblicità brevissima, vi farò sentire un pezzo di un'intervista fatta su NPR, il programma americano, sul diciamo il rapper italiano Jovanotti, che è un grande della scena musicale italiana, anche se non diciamo proprio folk, però insomma ha un camiglione, è una persona interessante. Quindi adesso vi faccio sentire questa pubblicità per Shindig stasera.
Shindig. Shindig.
For over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Andorra, Cameron Scott Fraser, and Narwhal.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club. 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
They gave us pizza, we gave them hip-hop. And here's what one Italian superstar has done with it.
Io penso positivo perché son vivo, perché son vivo. Io penso positivo perché son vivo e finché son vivo. Niente e nessuno al mondo potrà fermarmi da ragionare. Niente e nessuno al mondo potrà fermare, 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 fermare quest'onda che va.
This is Jovanotti. In Italy, he has few peers. He's arguably the most famous pop star they've produced in generations. The magazine Time Out compared his fame in Italy to Bruce Springsteen's here. And for the entire month of July, Jovanotti was playing small clubs in New York City, where his fan base is, shall we say, a bit smaller. Jovanotti's real name is Lorenzo Cherubini, and he joins me from NPR's New York studios. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks.
We're happy to have you. Why has it taken you so long to play here in the U.S.?
I came here when I had the chance to spend some time, you know, and to develop also a sort of relationship, you know, with the small audience that I could imagine to have here. Mm-hmm. And so it was for me like a sort of laboratory, you know, it was a sort of workshop that I wanted to do, to get back to the roots of my job, you know. I am a musician, I like to do music. And music starts from a small room, you know, when a crowd of people that want to have fun and feel deep emotions, you know.
Let's hear a little bit from one of those more intimate concerts you had. This is from Joe's Pub, a club in New York, and the track you're singing here is called Tanto, Tanto, Tanto.
lo sa che le apparenze non ingannano, i cigni dentro l'acqua non si bagnano, lo sa che c'è una febbre che ti fa guarire e che ci sta un silenzio che si fa sentire, lo sa che il DNA è lungo più dell'equatore, lo sa che c'è uno spirito anche dentro ad un motore.
And let me read the English translations of what you're singing here. There's a fever that can cure you, there's a silence that can make you hear. DNA is longer than the equator. There's a spirit even inside of a motor. Italian hip-hop.
I never listened to my live gigs here, you know? It's great. I like it, yeah.
Well, was it strange performing hip-hop music in the city where hip-hop was born, in New York City?
It was a big thing, you know? I discovered music, and maybe I discovered also to be a human being through hip-hop, you know, when I was a small boy, you know, and I listened to this music coming from here, you know, Africa Bambata, the Zulu Nation, you know, Grandmaster Flash. For me, it was like a sort of musical epiphany, you know, coming here to play. You know, it's like, I always say, it's like for an American priest to go to the Vatican.
To the Vatican.
You know? Yeah, it's something like that, you know. You go to the Vatican and you discover, you know, where everything started.
Le zebre sono bianche con le strisce nere. Le zebre sono nere con le strisce bianche. Lo sai che per le mosche noi siamo lentissimi e per una balena siamo piccolissimi. L'Africa è il continente più ricco del pianeta. A volte l'alfabeto inizia dalla Z. Lo sai che il santo grano è nel salotto di mia nonna. Il centro della terra sta sotto la donna.
I go around here in New York and I really feel at home, you know. It's like my spirit belongs to this town, you know. And this town is belonging to my family in a certain way, because my father was working at the Vatican. He worked at the Vatican for 50 years. And so he used to come here when I was little at the Holy, how you say, St. Patrick, you know?
At St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Cathedral,
in New York.
Yeah. He used to come here. Yeah. Once he came back home with these Super 8 films showing us, you know, New York. And so New York was in my family since when I was a child. And, you know, but New York, it's very easy to love New York, actually. You know, everybody loves New York, you know, when you come.
I thought everybody loved Rome.
Yeah, it's true, you know, but it's different, you know. Rome is, Rome is everything is connected with the past, you know. Well, this town is called New York, you know. We don't have any city in Europe that is called New. And for a young guy, you know, this word "new" was influencing his life, you know, its vision of life.
It turns out that hip-hop sounds pretty good in Italian. can you explain what it is about the Italian language that sort of makes it sound so rhythmic and musical?
Yeah, it's strange, because when I was starting doing rap in Italy, it was sounding very strange, and everybody was refusing this, you know, also the record companies. English is very good for rhythm, while our language is like casa, amore, figlio, famiglia, tempo,
with ritmo. Vowels at the end of the word.
Yeah, and it's very comfortable for melody, you know, and for long melody. In fact, opera, in fact, big melodies comes easy in Italian. To use this language for a rhythm, syncopated language, music, was much more difficult, you know?
Se ti incontro per strada non riesco a parlarti, mi si bloccano le parole, non riesco a guardarti negli occhi, mi sembra di impazzire. Se potessi amplificare il battito del mio cuore, sentiresti un batterista di una band di metallo pesante.
My first album was in English, actually. If you were doing opera in the 19th century, you had to do it in Italian, you know, because Italian was the musical language of the world. Today the musical language is English. If you want to do pop music, actually, you should do it in English. And I tried to do it in Italian, and actually it was working. The people loved that. They shot me to number one of the chart.
My guest is Italian singer and songwriter Jovanotti. Of course, your music isn't just about hip-hop. In the 1990s, you started to incorporate different sounds from around the world into your recordings. And I want to play one of your most popular songs. This is L'Ombelico del Mondo.
Questa è l'ombelico del mondo.
L'Ombelico del Mondo, the belly button of the world, is what that song is called. I remember hearing this song when I was backpacking around Europe in the mid-90s. This is like the universal party song. Can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah. It's a universal party song, so it's not about anything, you know, actually. It's about energy. It's about energy. You know, l'ombelico del mondo means, you know, the belly button, the center of the world, you know, where life and energy concentrated, you know. I came back for a big, beautiful travel I've done in Africa, in the Guinea Gulf, you know, for a couple of months, a big backpacking like you. And so I went home, you know, with a different vision, like a different landscape, musical landscape that I wanted to develop. And so this song is a fruit of the tree.
Questo è l'ombelico del mondo, e qui che c'è il posto dell'immaginazione, dove convergono le esperienze e si trasformano in espressione, dove la vita si fa preziosa e il nostro amore diventa azioni, dove le regole non esistono, esistono solo le eccezioni. Questo è l'ombelico del mondo.
I want to ask you, of course, about your most recent album. It's called Safari. I was struck by a particular track on this album, the title track called Safari, because of its energy, and I want to hear some of that song.
Più svelta, su lenta lenzuola di corpi sudati, si chiudono gli occhi, si sveglia l'insegna dell'ultima vita di luce rubata, si vince il silenzio perfetto, l'esterno mi sembra di pace, la notte d'estate, intanto l'umore nel buio dell'anima mia che corre a gambe.
There's a kind of an urgency in that song, and I'm wondering what kind of feeling you wanted to try and capture in that sound.
You know, the most important feeling that I was trying to capture in general in my music of the last period is a sort of inspiration, is energy in itself, you know. Somebody asked me, what you want to communicate? And I always answer, I want to communicate communication, you know. Mm. I want to communicate the chance that human beings have to communicate each other, you know, to share ideas, to share feelings, you know. My last album is much less political or social than in the past. It's more concentrated in this primal instinct, you know, that is communication, you know.
You mentioned a lot of your recorded work is political. Is there one of your songs, a political song in particular, that got you in trouble or upset some people?
Yeah, there was a song about mafia, you know, mm-hmm. when they killed the judge Falcone. For Italy was a big, big traumatic experience, deep traumatic experience. So I wrote a song called Cuore, that means heartbeat. And the song is still used by the young people when they do some kind of demonstration against the mafia, you know.
Migliaia di ragazzi in piazza Palermo, un saluto alla bara del giudice Falcone, hanno bisogno di una risposta. Hanno bisogno di protezione, i ragazzi sono stanchi dei boss al potere, i ragazzi non possono stare a vedere la terra sulla quale crescerà il loro frutto, bruciate ogni loro ideale distrutto.
And here's a rough translation of the song Cuore. Thousands of children in the piazza in Palermo to pay tribute to Judge Falcone. They need an answer and they need protection. They're tired of the bosses. They cannot stay and watch their gardens burned and every one of their ideals destroyed.
Ma l'Italia è anche un'altra e la gente lo grida. I ragazzi sono pronti per vincere la sfida.
The song is called Cuore. It's by Italian singer-songwriter Jovanotti. You've been in the U.S. for a few months now, and presumably you're going back to Italy soon?
Yeah, I'm going next week.
And are you going to continue to tour this album, or are you already working on your next project?
I'm not still working, actually. Now, when I go back Italy, I rest a little bit, and then I start getting in the mood of writing a new album. I'm not the kind of artist that can write while he's working, you know. I have to stop, and I have to forget. For this reason, I came to New York to do these gigs, because they give me the sensation to be a total new act, you know what I mean? And I will start to write from this feeling.
Lorenzo Cherubini records as Jovanotti. He's just wrapping up his artist in residency at two New York clubs. His latest album is called Safari. Jovanotti, thanks so much, and come back soon.
Thank you, grazie, grazie a tutti, ciao.
signore dell'universo, ascolta questo figlio disperso che ha perso il filo, che non sa dov'è e che non sa neanche più parlare con te. Ho un Cristo che pende sopra il mio cuscino e un Buddha sereno sopra il comodino. Conosco a memoria il cantico delle creature, grandissimo rispetto per le mille sure del Corano. C'ho pure un talismano che me l'ha regalato mio fratello africano. E io lo so che tu da qualche parte ti riveli, che non sei solamente chiuso dietro ai cieli e nelle rappresentazioni umane di te. A volte io ti vedo in tutto quello che c'è, giro per il mondo tra i miei alti e bassi, come pollicino lascio indietro dei sassi sui miei passi, per non dimenticare la strada che ho percorso fino ad arrivare qua. E ora dove si va? Adesso si riparte per un'altra città. Voglio andare a casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso stare in pace. Io voglio andare a casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso stare in pace. Io voglio andare a casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso stare in pace con te. In pace con te. Oh signore dei viaggiatori, ascolta questo figlio immerso nei colori, che crede che la luce sia sempre una sola, che si distende sulle cose e le colora di rosso, di blu, di giallo e di vita, dalle tonalità di varietà infinita. Ascoltami, proteggimi, ed il cammino quando è buio illuminami. Sono qua, in giro per la città, e provo con impegno a interpretare la realtà, cercando il lato buono delle cose, cercandoti in zone pericolose, ai margini di ciò che è convenzione, di ciò che è conformismo, di ogni moralismo, yeah, yeah. E il mondo mi assomiglia nelle sue contraddizioni, mi specchio nelle situazioni e poi ti prego di rivelarti sempre ciò che vedo. Io so che tu mi ascolti anche se a volte non ci credo. Vuoi andare a casa?
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso stare in pace. Io voglio andare a casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso stare in pace con te. In pace con te. Pace con te. Pace con te. Oh signore della mattina che bussa sulle palpebre quando mi sveglio, mi giro e mi ritiro sopra il mio giaciglio e poi faccio entrare il mondo dentro me, e dentro al mondo entro fino a notte. Barriere, confini, paure, serrature, cancelli, dogane, facce scure. Sono arrivato qua attraverso mille incroci di uomini, di donne, di occhi e di voci. Il gallo che canta e la città si sveglia, ed un pensiero vola giù alla mia famiglia e poi si allarga fino al mondo intero. E vola su, su in alto, fino al cielo. E il sole, la luna, e Marte, Giove, Saturno coi suoi anelli e poi le stelle nuove. E quelle anziane piene di memoria che con la loro luce hanno fatto la storia. Gloria, tutta l'energia che c'è nell'aria. Questa è la mia casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso portar pace. Questa è la mia casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso portar pace, questa è la mia casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso portar pace, io voglio andare a casa.
La casa dov'è?
La casa dove posso stare in pace con te. In pace con te.
Just in, Tuesday. Thursday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
All right, welcome back. I had a bit of an interview there with Jovanotti, otherwise known as Lorenzo Cherubini, who is a rapper. He's been around for 20 years or so on the scene. Started off doing some fairly dubious things, but has melded into his music a whole bunch of world music, stuff from Brazil, other parts of South America, Africa. Very politically motivated as well. Writes a lot about politics and social justice and other things happening around the world and in Italy too. And we heard Questa la mia casa from the album L'Albero, The Tree, from way back in 1997. I remember when that album came out. Very cool album. And the interview I played was a wonderful interview done on NPR radio. It was done last year regarding a tour that he was doing of small New York clubs. He was sort of the artist in residence in a few different clubs for a month. It would have been an amazing thing to see him play in such a small, intimate venue in New York, because, I mean, in Italy, he just sells out absolutely huge stadiums. So it's I've never actually seen him play live. And an artist that Jovanotti has worked with over the years is Pino Daniele, who is a Neapolitan blues guy. And they did an album together that Jovanotti is featured singing on called Non Calpestare I Fiori nel Deserto, which means don't step on the flowers in the desert. And I'm going to play a track from that called Un Angolo in Cielo.
Senti ancora, penso a te, torno a casa e penso a te, mi telefono e intanto penso a te. Come stai? E penso a te. Dove andiamo? E penso a te. Gli sorrido, abbasso gli occhi e penso a te. Tardi, penso a te, ti accompagno, penso a te, non sono stata divertente, penso a te. Divertente, penso a te.
Mina from 1971, E Penso a Te. What a fantastic song. From a double album that was released a few years ago called the Platinum Collection, sort of an English, let's say, a release for the English speaking world, let's say. She is a phenomenal musician and singer, of course. Has a 3-octave range, which is pretty phenomenal. Her original name was Anna Maria Mazzini. She was born in 1940 in Busto Arsizio in Lombardia, but really grew up in Cremona, and that's where people know her from. And she's really considered like the queen of Italian pop, although not in the... how to describe? I would say, you know, she's got... she's had a huge... career starting back in 1958 and then still going, you know, strong today. If you just have a little look at her discography, it's pretty incredible. She had an impressive series of hits in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, with songs written by Mogol and Battisti, who she's not a singer-songwriter. She's really an interpreter of songs, so she doesn't write the songs that she sings, but she is known as one of the most amazing performers of other people's songs and made a lot of people's songs hits. People have written many things for her. She's a bit of a hermit these days, but anyway, she is definitely one of the most widely respected Italian female singers. And to go from one Italian female singer to a completely different one, one from Sardinia, Elena Ledda, who often sings, or mostly sings in Sardinian, actually, in her dialect. And there was a really cool album done a few years back called Canti Randaggi, and it was based on basically covers in dialect of Fabrizio De André tunes, songs that he had written, of course, the fantastic Genoa singer-songwriter Fabrizio De André, who died 11 years ago this year. And this album features a bunch of famous and not so famous Italian singers and groups who are doing songs of Fabrizio De André that they have translated into their own dialect. She has translated the song Tre Madri into Sardinian, and it's called Sastre Mamas. And this is Elena Ledda and her group Sonos.
Ti tu non sei. Fizzu e teu, ma peschi mori, menze di addio, di maco tue, a stento babbo.
I'm
The Italian Chamber of Commerce in Canada West is proud to announce the fifth edition of Dine Italia, a recognized, prestigious restaurant dining promotion which celebrates Italian food and wine and is combined with flavors of Italy. We invite you to visit British Columbia's favorite restaurants from November 8th to 20th to come out and enjoy a delicious 3 or 4 course Italian dinner for an unbeatable price. For a list of participating restaurants, menus, and additional information, please call 604-682-1410 or visit dineitalia.com.
Listening to Ginga and Gabriele Mirabassi. Ginga is a Brazilian guitarist and singer, and Gabriele Mirabassi, a clarinet player from Italy. Wonderful album, Graffiando Vento. And this is a waltz for Lila. That's all for Give 'Em the Boot today. Stick around, though, because we've got Prof Talk coming up in a moment. And I'll see you guys all next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill.